I remember when I first came to be pastor at Peace Lutheran Church back in 2013, there was a big actual tragedy that happened in this community and in this church. Cody Patterson was killed in Afghanistan. It was a really tough time. It was my second month here at Peace. And a group from the church decided, kind of off on the side, they decided, we're going to get a tree for Cody, and we're going to plant it on the property. Art was in the middle of those discussions. And not just in the middle, but he picked the tree and planted it right where it is today. It didn't go through a committee. It didn't go through discussion on where that should go. The tree's there. Came to church, boom, tree, Art, got it done. If you take a look around this property, none of this was here in 2015. What you're looking at, this was just grass. The grounds in 2015 were not in great shape, honestly. And that bugged Art, right, Sandy? And you were Sandy, you were secretary during the time. The bushes right around this corner, believe it or not, were about 10 to 15 feet in height. It was wild and crazy. Guess who picked up their chainsaw? It didn't go through a committee. There wasn't discussion. He just went at it. And then I got the phone calls from other people like, Pastor, what happened at church? Everything's been sheared. And boy, we needed it. We found two bikes in the bushes, sporting equipment that probably dated 20 years, footballs, baseballs. It just went to rack and ruin. Art came in and just sheared it all. That's the way he operated. He got things done. So you might think, as Cheryl said, that Art was kind of this rugged guy that just, you know, kind of was very serious and stern. But boy, did he have a soft side. You saw the pictures, a few smiles, but there was that stern look, you know, very serious. He was just a teddy bear. He was just a teddy bear, really. Kids would come up to him, like your dog, Cheryl. Our little Claire, when we came, she would come up to Art, and she'd look at him and think, whoa, what is he going to do to me? I better not get any closer. And then the hug came. And she just loved to have those snuggles and hugs and be in his lap, as many other children did as well. Art had a huge heart for charities in the community. Art gave his woodwork for Camp Lutherwood for their fundraisers, for Compassion Ministries, a ministry to improve mental health for people, also for Salmon and Jazz here in Philomath. And when those agencies called, I loved his response. They'd say, would you donate some of your woodwork? Art never said yes or no. His response was, when do you need it? When do you need it? That was his big heart. So I really don't think Art thought much about death, really. I don't think he really thought about the question I posed here today, but I got to tell everyone here, he absolutely thought about the question I posed the last month of his life. Is death my enemy, or is death my friend? And what I want you all to know is that Art had a clear answer. Art knew that death was actually his friend. I went to Art on one of those occasions as he was kind of going downhill, and I said, Art, are you ready? Are you ready to go home? Art just simply said, yes, I'm ready. It was as if he was ready to go right then. And I was like, oh, hold on, there's a few more conversations to be had. Hold on, buddy. But you see, he realized that death was a friend.